好，我们继续来看约翰福音的第五章。
We shall continue to study John chapter 5.
上午跟大家一起学习到，因为主耶稣在安息日医治了一个病人。
This morning we study how Jesus Christ healed a sick on Sabbath day.
所以引起一番的争论。
As the result, it caused a great dispute.
我们继续来看这一段，请看第五章第十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
十七节啊，是主耶稣把安息日的真意告诉这些反对的人。
In verse 17, Jesus Christ discussed the Sabbath.
安息日不是什么事情都不做的。
He said that on Sabbath day, it's not that we do not do anything.
所以耶稣说啊，天父啊。做事直到如今为了做事。
Jesus Christ said, My Father in heaven does his work until today, so do I.
神在创造世界之后第七天他息了他的创造的工作。
After six days of creation, on the seventh day, God rest.
但并不代表神什么都不做。
It didn't mean that God did not do anything.
因为神仍然在保守他的选民。
Because God still continues to watch over those who belong to Him.
来管理他一切所创造的。
And oversee everything that He created.
所以耶稣说，安息日，天父做事，他也做事。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said, On Sabbath day, My Father works, so do I.
耶稣对安息日，的意义的阐明啊，也引起了这些反对的犹太人。想要杀耶稣。
And because the way that Jesus Christ explained the meaning of Sabbath, the Jews tried to kill him.
因为他们认为耶稣不但干犯了安息日，而且还以自己跟神同等。
Because they feel that not only Jesus Christ violated the Sabbath day, at the same time he put himself equivalent in the same position of God.
接下来三十一节到四十七节。
Verse 31 to 47.
这是主耶稣的一番讲论。
And this is a testimony bear by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来谈到他跟天父真神的关系。
In here, Jesus Christ explained his relationship with God in heaven.
他就是天父真神。
He said, "I am the God in heaven."
在十九节这里
，Verse 19。
主耶稣谈到说，子自己不做父不做的事情，凡父所做的，子也当做。
In verse 19, the son can't do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his father doing.
父做的，子也做。
Because whatever the father does, the son also does.
这是第一点啊，他跟天父是同职啊，同等。
This is the first point that.He holds the same position as the Father.
那第二点，二十节到二十一节。
Second point, verse 20 to 21.
这里谈到父教使人复活，子也教使人复活。
Here says the Father resurrected the dead, so does the Son.
二十二节
，verse 22.
第三点，
The third point.
父将审判权交给子。
The Father entrusts all judgment to the Son.
接下来第四点。
The fourth point.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
尊敬子的，就是尊敬父。
That all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
那第五点。
The fifth point.
二十四节那里。
Verse 24.
信子的，就是信父的。
Those who believe.In Son, believe in the Father.
而且啊，就能够拥有永生啊。
Then they shall receive eternal life.
接下来第六点。
Sixth point.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
凡听见主的声音啊，便要活了。
For those who hear the voice of the Son will resurrect.
最后一点，第七点。
the seventh point.
26到30节。
From verse 26 to verse 30.
就谈到父的生命可以借着在子里头得着。
Now we can receive the life of the Father through the Son.
好，所以这主耶稣啊，以这七点来谈到他的神性。
Then here, Jesus described his divine nature through the seven points.
来阐明他与父同等，他就是天父。
To illustrate that he is in the same position as the Father, and he is the Father.
啊，所以主耶稣啊，在这里向这些犹太人、向反对他人来谈到，他就是安息日的主，他就是设立安息日的那个父。
In here, Jesus Christ said to those who oppose him that he was the one that established the Sabbath day. He is the Lord of Sabbath.
接下来好，31节到47节。
The verse 31 to verse 47.
好，这是主耶稣他的见证。
Here is the testimonies about Jesus.
那从主耶稣在这一段谈到他的见证。
And here Jesus Christ described himself.
主耶稣举出了几个为他做见证。
And here Jesus Christ mentioned a few that testify for him.
因为照律法来讲，
According to the laws,
若为自己做见证，见证就不是真的。
If you bear testimony for yourself, it does not count.
律法规定至少两个见证。
According to the Mosaic law, you need two more witnesses to testify for you.
那见证才是真的。
Only by doing so, the testament is valid.
所以主耶稣在这里来介绍他的见证。
Therefore, in here, Jesus Christ introduced his witness.
在这个三十二节里头
，verse 32,
耶稣就说他还有另外一个见证人。
He said that there is another who testified for me.
那这个见证人是谁
？Who is this person?
就是三十七节那里所说的天父。
That was recorded in verse 37, the Heavenly Father.
就是差他来的这个真神。
The true God that sent him.
所以神为他做见证。
Therefore, in here, he said that God testified for him.
所以耶稣的见证人有真神。
Therefore, God is Jesus's the person who testified for him.
35节耶稣又提到另外一个人的见证就是施洗约翰。
In verse 35 is another person that bear testimony for him, who is John the Baptist.
施洗约翰也是他的见证。
John the Baptist also bear testimony for Jesus.
在第一章29节那边约翰就为耶稣做过见证，说这是神的羔羊。
As in chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 29, that John the Baptist bear witness for Jesus and said, Look, this is the Lamb of God.
他就是神的儿子。
That he is the Son of God.
因为这个差约翰来的这个真神告诉约翰圣灵降在谁身上，谁就是那个要用圣灵施洗。
Because God who sent John had told him that whoever the Holy Spirit descends upon, that's the Son of God, the one that will baptize with Holy Spirit.
所以除了天父真神是耶稣的见证，施洗约翰也是耶稣的见证。
Therefore, God in heaven, also John the Baptist, they both bear witness for Lord Jesus.
再来耶稣所做的事情，也就是他的神迹他所行的神迹，也要为耶稣做见证。
In addition, the miracle, the miraculous sign performed by Jesus Christ shall also serve as his witness.
在36节。
That was recorded in 36.
那边谈到说，父交给我，交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便是我的见证。
That the work that the Father has given to me to finish, and which I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me.
耶稣在世上行了很多的神迹，其实做了很多事。
Jesus Christ performed many miracles and signs in this world, and he performed many work.
所以让当时很多人相信耶稣就是从神那边差来。
As the result, many people in that generation believe that Jesus Christ was sent by God.
而耶稣所完成的救恩更证明他是天父所差来的。
Also, the plan of salvation that Jesus Christ worked on further proof that he was sent by God.
哦，他就是神的儿子哈。
He is the Son of God.
哦，这是第三个哈。
That's the third point.
那再来为主耶稣做见证的，还有耶稣工作的精神。
And also the spirit of servitude testify for Jesus.
哦，在41节
was recorded in verse 41. In verse 41, I do not accept praise from man. And also in verse 30 and
31,
I do not seek to please myself, but to him who sent me.
耶稣不是为自己做，而是为天父做。
Jesus did not perform all this work for himself, but for God in heaven.
不求自己的荣耀，只求天父的荣耀。
He did not seek for his own glory, but only the glory of the heavenly Father.
哦，所以从耶稣的工作精神也可以看出，他是啊，这个神所差来的，他就是神了。
Therefore, from the spirit, the working spirit, we can tell that he was sent by God.
好，那最后一个哈，第五个为耶稣做见证的就是圣经了。
And the fifth witness for Jesus Christ is the Bible.
哦，在39节。
That was recorded in verse 39.
39节啊，耶稣说：“你们查考圣经哈。”那小智的部分说：“或应当查考圣经。”因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经啊。
Verse 39, you diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life.
耶稣要这些犹太人去查考圣经，就知道耶稣他所讲的。
Jesus Christ asked the Jews to study the Bible, then they could understand the preaching.
就能够明白耶稣就是天父所差来。
Then they could understand that Jesus Christ is sent by God in heaven.
这是耶稣基督的见证。
This is the testimony from Jesus Christ.
来回答那些反对他，说他与神同等的人。
The way that he countered the arguments of those who debate about him.
那从这一段里头，我们也可以看到当时的犹太人为什么不能接受耶稣的原因。
And from these verses that we just read, we also understand the reason that the Jews cannot accept Jesus.
第一个，35节那里，说约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
In verse 35, John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you choose for a time to enjoy his light.
约翰不是那个光，也不是真光啊。
John the Baptist is not the true light.
是被点着的光。
It's the light that was burned, that was kindled.
在当时的犹太人他们是用点油灯啊。
And at that time, the Jews they used the lamp, the oil lamp.
所以以这个人所点着的光来形容约翰。
Therefore, then here Jesus described John the Baptist as the lamp that was light.
跟这个耶稣基督跟神他是真光来做一个区别。
That, to make a comparison with Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light itself.
约翰是被点着的。
John the Baptist was lit.
是短暂的。It's temporary. 油用完了，灯就要熄了。
It's only for a short period of time. Once the oil used up, then the light is become dim.
当约翰出来传道的时候确实有很多这些犹太人法利赛人到那边去悔改。
When John the Baptist first came out, there were many Pharisees and scribes went and repent.
他们以约翰为先知。
They treat John the Baptist as the prophet.
他们接受施洗约翰。
And they accept John the Baptist.
所以耶稣说你说他们不能够接受耶稣，是因为他们只喜欢施洗约翰这个暂时的光。
And then here Jesus said that they reject Jesus Christ because they prefer John the Baptist, the lamp that was lit.
却拒绝了约翰所介绍在他后面来的这个真光。
Instead, they have rejected the light, the true light that was introduced by John the Baptist.
但哎啊、犹太人拒绝耶稣的第二个原因
The second reason that the Jews reject Jesus
在三十八节
was recorded in verse 38
你们并没有他的道存在心里因为他所差来的你们不信没有神的道在心里所以犹太人拒绝耶稣
The Jews reject Jesus because they did not have the word of God in them
第三个原因
The third reason
在四十五节到四十七节
It was recorded in verse 45 to verse 47
耶稣指出了当时犹太人最夸口的摩西
And here Jesus Christ brought up the example of Moses whom the Jews like to boast about
将要控告这些犹太人
He said Moses will condemn the Jews
因为他们不信摩西不信他书上所写的。
Now Moses will accuse them because the Jews have failed to believe, in Moses.
如果他们相信摩西所写的，就能够相信耶稣所说的。
Because if they believe what Moses had written, then they will believe the word of Jesus.
这是当时犹太人不能接受耶稣的几个原因。
These are the few reasons.That the Jews had failed to receive Jesus.
那我们接下来看第六章
Chapter 6.
我们到这里有没有问题
Do we have any questions?
我们对于当时犹太人他们对耶稣的质疑以及耶稣的答复能不能连得上来
Do we understand the whole accusation and questions that the Jews posed to Jesus Christ at that time?
如果有问题，随时可以问。
If you have any questions, just feel free to bring it up.
第六章里头，这个耶稣行了两个神迹。
In chapter 6, Jesus Christ performed two miracles.
一个神迹是用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
The first miracle, Jesus Christ fed 5,000 with five bread and two fish.
好吧，另外一个神迹是耶稣走海面的神迹。
And the second miracle is how Jesus walked on water.
那接着在第六章里头，耶稣也谈到他是生命的真粮食。
Chapter 6, Jesus Christ also mentioned that he is the food for life.
这是第六章的内容。
And these are the contents of chapter 6.
我们先来看第一个神迹。
Let's look at first miracle.
给五千人吃饱。
This is how Jesus Christ fed 5,000.
第一节到十五节里头。
That was recorded in verse 1 to verse 15.
这里谈到耶稣又渡过加利利海。
And here says how Jesus Christ crossed the Sea of Galilee.
当时有很多人看到神迹，所以来跟随他。
At that time, a great crowd followed Jesus because they saw miracles.
耶稣上了山，门徒也跟着他去。
Jesus Christ climbed up to the mountain, and the disciples followed.
耶稣看到很多人，来跟随他。
Then Jesus Christ looked up and saw a great crowd follow to coming toward him.
就问腓力说我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃饱
He said to Philip where shall we buy bread for these people to eat
圣经说他问腓力是要试验他因为他知道该怎么做
The Bible said that he asked Philip only to test him for he already had in mind that he was what he was going to do
耶稣来到了加利利的对岸也就是伯赛大附近
Jesus Christ came to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which was Bethsaida.
他就问当地的当地的门徒就是伯赛大腓力他是伯赛大的。
Therefore, he asked the disciple Philip, who came from the local.
所以相信他是当地人，他应该知道怎么样来买食物还有食物的价格。
That since Philip is from the same town, he should know how to purchase food and the price of the food.
那腓力说就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够。
In verse 7, Philip replied, that Amos's wage would not buy enough food for each one of them to have a bite.
这个22英子大概是当时的人200天的工钱。
It's about the, here it says the 20 silvers is about the wages for 200 days.
菲利亚不愧是当地人很快就能够算得出来，就是22英子也不可能办的。
And Philip in here did a quick calculation that you will take a good 200 days of wages to feed them.
在这个时候，另外一个门徒安德烈。
At this time, another disciple called Andrew.
他带来了一个孩子。
He brought with him a little boy.
带了五个大麦饼还有两条鱼干。
And then the little boy had possessed five bread and two fish.
愿意献出来。
And the little boy was willing to offer his lunch.
但是安德烈说给这么多的人那还算得了什么？
However, Andrew said, how far would they go for so many people?
耶稣就吩咐叫门徒告诉众人坐下来，一排一排的坐着。
And here Jesus asked the disciples to command the crowd to sit down row after row.
就拿起那五个饼跟两条鱼注谢分给众人。
And then he took the five bread and two fish. He gave thanks and distributed among the crowd.
众人都吃饱了。
And everyone were filled.
耶稣随后要大家把这些吃剩下的零碎收拾起来，也装满了十二个篮子。
After they had had enough, Jesus Christ asked the disciples to gather the leftover the pieces.
众人因为看到耶稣所行的这个神迹，
and they have filled 12 baskets that everyone has witnessed this miracle.
认为耶稣就真的是那个要到世间来的先知。
Because of this miracle, everyone believed that Jesus Christ is the prophesied.The prophet.
我们也讲过这里所说的那先知就是指着这个在生命记里头神所应允的在将来要兴起一位跟摩西一样的先知。
As we talked about this before, the prophet was referred to the prophet mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy.
甚至他们要逼耶稣做，耶稣知道又退到山上去。
And in here, the crowd, the multitude, tried to crown Jesus Christ as their king, and Jesus Christ retreated to the mountain.
好，我们从这个五饼二鱼的神迹里头我们要提出一些来相互的勉励。
From the miracle of five bread and two fish, there are several points that we can learn from.
这个神迹给我们第一个教训就是要我们做一个负责任的人。
The first teaching in this miracle is for us to be responsible.
好。当天色已晚人又那么多但门徒认为最简单的方法就是叫众人回家。
At that time, the sun had set, and there were many people with them. The easiest way to the disciple is to scatter everyone.
叫众人自己想办法去找吃的。
Just ask everyone to go home and find their own food.
但是主坚持要让众人吃饱才回去。
However, the Lord insists to feed and satisfy everyone before letting them go.
主耶稣不但负责到底，他也要门徒负责。
Not only Jesus Christ takes on the responsibility, he wants the disciple to do the same.
要我们当一个负责任的人。
That we must be a disciple with responsibility.
主耶稣会帮助我们。
Then Jesus Christ will help us.
所以今天我们在传福音，带领人家的信主。
Today, as we are preaching and bring people to the Lord,
很多弟兄姐妹只是把人带来洗礼就结束了。
That many brothers and sisters they only lead the truth seeker until they baptize, and then their task ended.
没有进一步的来栽培他们的信仰。
That we have failed to continuously cultivate their spirituality.
我会发现说这个新受洗的弟兄姐妹。就如同新生的 baby 一样，很容易夭折了。
Therefore, the newly baptized becomes like the newly born baby. That is the chance of fatality is quite high.
所以也有很多这个弟兄姐妹还是一直停留在慕道者的症候群里头。
Our many brothers and sisters after their baptism, they stayed in the same stage as the beginner.
以前我到教会来呀，哇，大家都对我嘘寒问暖，我一洗礼啊，大家都不理我了。
And they have this feeling that before they baptized, everyone were so everyone whenever they come to church, everyone greets them. However, after the baptism, nobody really care about them.
哦，当然哦，哦，每一个这个弟兄姐妹要追求成长。
Of course, for each individual brothers and sisters, we must seek progression.
哦，受洗之后就是神家里的人。
After we receive baptism, we become a member in God's house.
就不是客人了。
We are no longer the visitor, the guest.
客人哦，到我们家里来，可以不用帮忙做家事。
The guest, when they come and visit, they do not have to help out the kitchen work.
哦，你有没有看到说，客人到我们家里来吃完饭，你叫客人去洗碗？没有。
Have you ever invite any guest to your house and after dinner, you ask the guest to wash the dishes?
都是家里的人负责。
It's always done by the family member.
所以，哦，我们要脱离哦，当客人哦，成为神家里的人。
Therefore, we shall no longer stay as the guest in God's house, but we must become part of the family.
那我们也要帮助哦，新受洗的这些弟兄姐妹赶快长大。
But we also need to help those newly baptized brothers and sisters so they can grow up faster.
哦。那这个五饼二鱼的神迹也他第二个给我们的勉励啊，就是要我们要面对考验。
And the second teaching in this miracle is for us to face the challenge.
主耶稣考验腓力。
Jesus Christ test Philip.
并不是说主耶稣不晓得怎么做。
It is not that Jesus Christ did not know what to do.
那今天同样的，我们在信仰生活当中遇到考验。
Today, in the same token that we run into trials in our life,
也不是说神无能哦，神能力有限。
And we run into trials is not because the limitation of God's power.
是要我们面对考验而得到成长。
But it is opportunity for us to face the challenge and grow.
腓力啊，他起先用物质、用属人的力量去计算。
Therefore, in the beginning, Philip tried to calculate through human capabilities.
六加二，那么五加二等于多少？七呀。
That he calculate, we have 5 and 2. The most I got is 7.
不会等于五千呐。
The 5 plus 2 will never become 5,000.
但是在神国里头的数学就不是这样。
However, the math calculated in God's kingdom is done differently.
好，所以我们当我面对难题的时候。面对需要的时候，不要忘记不要把主的力量忘了算进去。
Therefore, whenever we run into tribulations or trials, we must remember God's power.
保罗在腓立比书4:13那里说。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Apostle Paul said,
靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
By the power of by the power that was added upon me, I can do anything.
我们勇敢来做主的工。
We can't take on God's work bravely.
第三个，这个五饼二鱼给我们的勉励。
The third teaching from this miracle.
就是要我们发掘跟善用我们所已经拥有的。
It's for us to explore and find out our talents.
主要门徒去找有没有吃的东西。安德烈带了一个小孩，他有五个大麦饼，还有两条鱼。
The Lord asked the disciple to go and ask the crowd if there are any food, and Andrew returned with a little boy holding 5 bread and 2 fish.
像当时安德烈认为说我们无济于事。
At that time, Andrew feel that this little food cannot help.
但是主却用的这一点点的食物使众人吃饱。
However, the Lord utilize this little food to feed the multitude.
安德烈他本身没有食物。
Andrew did not have any food.
但是他可以发现拥有食物而且愿意奉献的人。
But he was able to find the person with food and the one that was willing to offer.
这也是告诉我们，今天或许我们在侍奉当中我们没有本身没有哪一些恩赐。
It tells us that today, in our terms of servitude, we might feel we are lack of certain talents.
比如说我们可能不会诗情。
Maybe we do not know how to play piano.
没有办法翻译。
We cannot interpret.
我们可以去找会诗情、会翻译，并且肯出来侍奉的人。
But we can find out the talents that can play piano or that can interpret, and we can find them to help the holy work.
那我们也不要轻看我们自己所拥有的恩赐。
And we should never look little on the talents that we have.
只要我们有愿做的心，就算寡妇的两个小钱啊，也能够蒙神所悦纳。
As long as we have a willing heart, even the two copper coin from the widow, Jesus Christ praised her.
有一个故事说。
The story goes like this.
说在这个二十世纪初左右
，In the beginning of the 20th century，
在美国有一个这个小教会。
There was a small chapel in United States.
有一天呢、啊，这个教会的牧师，他看到有一个小女孩，坐在门口在哭。
And one day, the pastor from this small chapel found a girl crying in front of the church.
问他说啊。哇，你为什么哭呢
？Then the pastor asked her, "Why do you cry?"
她说教室太小啊，所以没有位置了，我不能够进去上课。
And she said that the room, the classroom is too small that I could not fit in there. I cannot attend the class.
这个时候，这个牧师就看一看这个小孩的穿着，这个穷人家的孩子。
By looking at her clothing, the pastor realized she came from a very poor family.
难怪啊，她进不去啊。
That's the reason she could not get into the classroom.
所以啊，她牵起这个小女孩的手走到教室里面。
Therefore, the pastor hold the hand of this little girl to the classroom.
特别搬了一张椅子放在角落。
And he grabbed a chair at the corner of the classroom and asked her to sit down.
以后的每个宗教教育上课的时候啊，这个小女生呢、啊、都是坐在这个牧师为她特别安置的在角落的椅子上。
After that, every time they have religious education, this little girl always sit in the corner.
两年后啊，这个小女孩生病死掉。
After 2 years, this little girl died from disease.
这个小女生的爸爸妈妈知道，这个教会的那个牧师对她的女儿特别照顾，所以请这个牧师来为她的女儿办丧礼。
And the parents of this little girl, they knew how this pastor took care of this little girl. Therefore, they invite the pastor to take care of the funeral.
当这个牧师把小女生的遗体抱起来要放入棺木的时候，也从她小女生的手里头掉出了一个破旧的小钱包。
That when the pastor was about to put the little girl's body into the coffin, a small money bag fall off from this little girl's hand.
打开一看，里面有57分钱。
And when they opened this bag, they found 57 cents in the bag.
还有一张小纸条。
And also with a little note.
歪歪扭扭写的字。
That it was script.
写着说啊，要奉献给教会盖更大的教室，让所有的小朋友都能上课。
That in this note it says that this will be offered so that the church can build a bigger classroom that every little child can attend the class.
这个牧师看了之后大哭啊，这个事情也被记下来，也被传出去。
After this pastor saw the note, he cried out. He cried loudly. This thing, and this was recorded and spread.
没有多久，有一个人要借一块地，跟教会联络。
Not long after, a person tried to donate a parcel of land, and this person contacted the church.
他说要卖给教会，57分钱。
And this person said, "I will sell this land for 57 cents to the church."
他要以那个小女孩用生命最后生命所存的那个57分钱的价格。
That he will sell this land to the church with the last offering that made by this little girl.
传说哦，现在这个教会啊，已经是3000多人的大教会了。
And there are people saying that this currently this church they have about 3,000 members.
哦，在教会旁边一栋宗教教育大楼。
And right next to their chapel, there is a very large religious education building.
在宗教教育大楼旁边还有一座医院。
And right next to this building, they also built a hospital.
哦，这都不是哈、哦。当时的人可以想到的，那五毛七分钱竟然能够有这么大的一个作用。
That it was never expected by the people in that generation how much this 57 cents can do.
好，所以今天我们也不要小看我们的奉献。
Today we should not look down upon our own little offering.
只要我们有愿做的心。
If we have a willing heart.
五个饼两条鱼，神都能够行出大神迹。
Even with five bread and two fish, that the Lord can perform great miracle.
再来。
In addition,
这个神迹也告诉我们。
In this miracle, it also tells us.
的奉献要及时奉献。
That our offering must be on time.
哦，我想想看，当大家都吃饱了之后，哎，也许有人哦，他也有带食物来哦，拿出哦，我这个是不够劲哦，没有用的啊。
That can you imagine if everyone had finished eating and satisfied, then you take out your bag of Burger King and say, "I got more burger. Who wants it?"
大家吃饱了。
But since people have finished eating,
所以我们的奉献是要及时。
Therefore, our offering must be on time.
神所要用的时候。
When God needs the most.
当教会需要的时候。
When the church needs the most.
我们愿意为神所用。
That's the moment we must offer.
神就能够借着我们所奉献的，借着我们的恩赐啊，来显出神迹，来完成他的工作。
Then through what we offered, that the Lord can perform His work and accomplish His work.
好，那这个神迹也告诉我们
，His miracle also tells us.
主要众人好要坐下来。
That the Lord asked the crowd to sit down.
哦，那其他的福音书里头有说啊，要他们一排一排的坐着。
In other Gospels, it describes how they sit row by row.
他要规规矩矩。
They must follow rules.
主的工作充满智慧跟秩序。
God's work is with wisdom and in order.
哦，所以神的创造绝对不会乱。
Therefore, God's creation is in order.
神也要我们不能混乱。
Therefore, the Lord told us not to have chaos among us.
哥林多前书的十四章四十节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40.
凡事要规规矩矩按着次序行。
That in all things, there is an order.
这样我们在这个执行教会的工作的时候。
Therefore, in the future, when we participate and execute church tasks,
才会有秩序。
Then we have to follow the rules and order.
在稳定当中和谐的成长。
That we can grow gradually in harmony.
再来，这个神迹也告诉我们。
Also, this miracle tells us
要传给人。
We must pass to others.
主拿起饼和鱼祝谢之后，先交给门徒。
After the Lord said grace for the bread and the fish, he passed to the disciples.
门徒交给众人。
And then the disciple passed to the crowd.
在短时间要让大家都能够吃到。
That in a short period of time, they try to pass the food to everyone.
就必须不断地传递下去。
Therefore, you have to continuously pass to the next.
不自私啊，不争先恐后。
No selfish and no self-seeking.
大家彼此互相照应。
That watch over the needs of one another.
马太福音十章八节也说。
In Matthew chapter 10, verse 8.
我们白白得来，也要白白的舍去。
That we receive freely, therefore we must give away freely.
我们不要埋怨神给我们恩赐太少。
We should never complain to God that we do not have enough talent.
更不要隐藏神的恩典。
Nor shall we hide the grace that we receive from God.
把我们从神那边领受的体验。
From the experience that we receive from the Lord.
所领受的真理传递下去。
And the truth that we receive from Him, we must spread it out.
那最后这个神迹啊，也要我们不要浪费主的恩典。
Lastly, this miracle also tells us not to waste God's grace.
众人都吃饱后，主吩咐门徒把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
Now after everyone finished, Jesus Christ asked the disciple to collect the leftover and fill 12 baskets.
主耶稣让我们不要浪费他的恩典。
Jesus Christ wishes not to waste any of His grace.
好，我们享受神给我们的恩典。
Now we have received God's grace.
好，不能够放纵。
We cannot indulge for our own use.
要互相帮助，坐在圣工上面。
And we shall help out each other and utilize our gift to the holy work.
来累积我们在天上的财富。
So that we can accumulate more wealth in heaven.
这是这个第一个神迹，主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼显出来。
This is the first miracle performed by Jesus. In here, performed by Jesus Christ through the five bread and two fish.
十六节到二十一节，就是记载主耶稣这个周海面。
16 to verse 21, it records how Jesus Christ walked on water.
在这一段里头，我们也可以提出一些教训。
And in this session, there are also teachings that we can learn.
第一个，我们看到主他是一个坚持方向的主。
And here, the Lord insists on his direction.
主变饼给5000多人吃饱。
Jesus Christ multiplied bread for 5,000.
众人要强迫耶稣做王。
And everyone tried to rush him and crown him as the king.
耶稣就退到山上去。
Therefore, Jesus Christ retreat and withdraw to the mountain.
耶稣到世上的目的不是要来当王。
Jesus Christ did not come to this world to be the king.
不是要来建立一个地上的国度。
He was not here to establish a kingdom on earth.
他来是要让人因为信他而得到永生。
He came so that people can receive eternal life through believing in him.
和敬畏真神。
And they can learn how to fear the Lord.
现在工作有了一些成果。
Now he has accomplished on his task.
众人要拥戴他来当王。
And the crowd tried to crown him as the king.
主耶稣不迷失方向。
Jesus Christ never lose his direction.
他坚持神给他的使命。
He hold on to the commission that the Lord entrusts to him.
不但是这样子。
Not only that.
在其他的在马太福音那马太福音的14章那里，主耶稣也催促门徒离开。
In Matthew chapter 14, Jesus Christ also hurried the disciples to leave the crowd.
主耶稣也不愿意门徒一直沉溺在那种神迹的荣耀里头。
Because he did not wish to see how his disciples immersed themselves in the glory of the miracle.
来迷失方向。
So that they might lose their direction.
所以今天呢？我们在做圣工的时候，如果有一点成就的话
，Today when we participate in the holy work, if we have achieved some success,
不能够迷失
，we cannot be lost,
甚至骄傲和甚至抢夺了神的荣耀
，and we have to be careful not to be proud and seize God's glory.
那从耶稣走海面，我们也可以看到，我们的主是一个祷告的主。
From how Jesus Christ walking on water, we learned that our Lord is the Lord of prayer. Matthew chapter 14 said that Jesus Christ withdrew to the mountain and prayed. Jesus Christ has many work. And he never forget about prayer. After a whole day of work, he must be weary and tired.
他不忘记祷告
But he never forget about prayer.
工作很有果效
That his work was successful.
也不忘记祷告
He still prayed.
所以我们应当效法耶稣。
Therefore, we must imitate from the Lord Jesus.
我们应当效法耶稣的祷告
Must learn from his prayer.
耶稣为我们立下了很多的榜样
Jesus Christ set many examples for us.
其中有一点就是祷告
And one of them is the example of prayer.
确实，有人这么说，祷告好像我们的这个信仰的这个体温计一样。
And there are people comment that the prayer is like the thermometer.
这个温度计怎么测量身体的这个冷热？ 同样的祷告也测量我们信仰生活的冷热。
As how a thermometer tests the temperature of our body, our prayer can also test the fervency of our faith.
我们来参加 NYTS， 我们经常在祷告。
As we all come and attend NYTS, we pray all the time.
我们喜欢祷告。
That we enjoy our prayer.
因为我们的内心是火热的。
Because we have a flame burning inside of us.
那回去之后呢？
What happened after we leave here?
会不会继续来保持吗
？Do we continue to keep the prayer?
所以祷告啊，是我们信仰的一个温度计啊。
Therefore, prayer is very much a thermometer of our faith.
那从耶稣走海面啊这一段，也让我们看出我们的主啊，他也是看见门徒需要的主。
And from these miracles, we also learn that our Lord.Sees the need of his disciples.
门徒在船上遇到风不顺。
That the disciples was on the boat and they encountered heavy wave and storm.
既辛苦又害怕。
They were terrified and struggled on the boat.
马可福音的那一段记载说主耶稣看见。
It was recorded in Mark. It says that Jesus Christ saw them.
就走海面到门徒那里去。
Jesus Christ saw their need, therefore he walked on the water toward them.
平静的风浪。
And he calmed the wave.
所以同样的，当我们遇到苦难的时候
，In the same token, when we encounter tribulation,
当我们需要神帮助的时候
，At the moment that we need his help,
主耶稣他都看见。
Jesus Christ sees it all.
所以无论我们在顺境在逆境。被称赞也好，被误解也好。
It doesn't matter if we are in time of good or in time of bad, whether we are successful or failure. Jesus Christ knows.
神他都知道，他都看见。
He knew, he knows, and he sees.
以赛亚书49章。
In Isaiah chapter 49,
15-16节。
Isaiah 49, verse 15 and 16.
那边说啊，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩
？As a woman.How can a woman forget her own baby?
岂能不怜恤她所生的儿子
？How can you not to show any mercy for the child that she gave birth to?
就算有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Even so, that the Lord said, I will never forget about you.
看来我将你铭刻在我的掌上。
Look, I have carved your name on my hand.
神把我们刻在他的手。
That the Lord put our name in his hand.
神看见我们。
The Lord has seen us.
看见我们的需要。
He saw our need.
但从这一段我们也可以看出我们的主是个平静安稳的主。
And also from this verse, we can see the tranquility of our Lord.
风浪那么大，耶稣走海面而来。
That in this great storm and wave, Jesus Christ walked on the water.
除了显明他的能力之外
，Other than it shows the power of the Lord.
更让我们看出耶稣的平静平安。
It also shows the quality of tranquility of our Lord.
所以耶稣的门徒后来能够面对逼迫。
That the disciples of Jesus were able to face trials and tribulation and persecution.
相当煎熬也好，被鞭打也好。
Whether they were put in prison or being whipped,
能够睡得香甜，能够唱出赞美神的诗歌。
In time of trial, they can still sing hymns and sleep soundly.
因为知道主是平静安稳的主。
Because they know that their Lord is the Lord of tranquility.
那最后我们从这一段也可以看出，我们的主也是要求，我们要承担的主。
Lastly, from this miracle, we know that our Lord expects us to grow.
当耶稣平静的风浪
，After Jesus Christ calmed the wave,
又回到行神迹的地方
，That he returned to the place that he performed miracle.
众人又来找耶稣
，That the crowd came to him again.
耶稣就直接告诉他们说：“你们来找我是为了。”
Then Jesus Christ said to them, "You come and seek me because you want bread to eat."
27节那边说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Verse 27, he said to them, "Do not labor for for the food that will spoil.
要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
But you must work for the food that endure to eternal life.
耶稣呢，要众人能够成长。
That Jesus Christ asked the crowd to grow up.
不要只单为那必坏的食物来努力。
That they should no longer work for the material food that one day is spoiled.
所以我们从主的保守跟主的这个带领。
From God's protection and guidance.
我们会得到很多属世的福气。
That we may receive a lot of blessing from the world or materially.
但我不能只停留在这个阶段。
However, we cannot stay only at the stage.
主要我们成长。
The Lord expects us to grow.
要我们为那将来永生而努力。
That we must strive for the eternal life.
这样我们就不会再被物质的环境所牵绊、所束缚。
Then we will no longer bounded or stumbled by this material world.
能够坚持神的应许。
And we can hold tight to God's promise.
好，这一节课我们就到这里。
Conclude the class.
同学们
，praise God.